or sort of like details about the track Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing?
Yeah, so I've always kind of felt, and I actually have a very strong feeling about this, that women are like the moon, okay? And that women are, sorry, no, that women are like the ocean. That the ocean is a woman, okay?
Word.
The ocean is a woman. And I've always felt that women are connected to the ocean because the ocean is connected to the moon and women also connected to the moon. And I sound like a massive hippie right now. I'm so sorry.
No, I love it.
But I'm saying this like because this was truly my inspiration. I wanted to write a song that could be equally interpreted as a song about just feminism and gender justice, and also ocean justice. Because at the end of the day, you know, in Canada, there's a declared gender-based violence emergency, and I cannot stress enough the importance of protecting our women and also protecting the ocean. I think that they're both connected in the way that they're such beautiful and incredible things that give us life source. They literally give us life, but they are constantly harmed through, you know, by institutions, and they're harmed through patriarchy and harmed through capitalism. So I thought that was very important to talk about, and so that's why in my chorus I say, like, she used to smile, she used to laugh, her and the moon always singing a tune. Like, the idea of, like, okay, the ocean is so beautiful and a woman is so beautiful and does all these beautiful things and is a good person, and she used to be all these things until someone took that from her and hurt her. And I really was inspired by a lot of, like, the suffering that a lot of people in my life have endured, and wanted to give homage to that. You know, that taking away the beauty in someone and who they are is just very sad. And so I wanted to have this angry and emotional song that can speak to both of those topics.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's really, really cool and just so amazing. I love the moon. As a fellow woman, I also agree that those two are definitely interconnected and intertwined, and the ocean also, everything is definitely interlinked. And I think that's just really, really sweet. And you wrapped that up really nicely into the track, Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing, which you can listen to right now on all streaming platforms. So amazing, so cool. Thank you so much, Eppeline, for sharing.
Yeah, and I will say as well, all of the Ocean Song tracks, Ocean Song Project tracks, they're all of them are all in one place on Bandcamp on top of other streaming platforms, but the primary one is Bandcamp, because Bandcamp allows listeners to directly donate to the artist, and all of our proceeds go to planting mangroves in Kenya. So that was our, like, activist side of it. So if you want to support our project, you could head to Bandcamp/Ocean Song Project.
That's so cool, and thank you for sharing, because, like, I think the Ocean Song Project and your collaboration with them is just so it's so nice and refreshing to see, and, like, see art and, like, interconnect with activism, because at the end of the day, like, art is political. And I think that's so, so nice to see those alignments in your work and in your art. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing and talking about it.
Of course. And I'm glad you brought up the topic of, like, just politics, because I really agree with you that we need more political music. Obviously, the song isn't that radical or revolutionary in that realm. That'll be for the future. I have lots of stuff written that's ready to come out. But I think that, like, we've kind of, like, political music isn't as normalized anymore. And I think that that's too bad, because, like you said, art is political. And my existence has privilege and is political. And so I want to be able to share that as well through art.
And you definitely have. And I think it's such a wonderful topic. And it's such so nice to see artists, and especially, like, Vancouver-based artists, to show their support in collaboration with different activism communities. And it's just nice to see and hear about, and I like to hear it. It's cool. It's fun.
Thank you.
And it's a fun way to bring in and tie in real activism and work and hardships in this world. And that is currently something that we need to talk about and need to bring up in so many different ways. So thank you for sharing and doing one of them. And that's amazing. Apolline recently came out with a new single. Did you want to talk about... it's in French, so it's...
Yes. I'm sorry for the other, for the second French title. It's not as much of a tease because the whole song actually is in French.
Okay.
But it's called Les Immortels de l'Amour, and that translates directly into The Immortals of Love.
Cute.
It's a song inspired by my family, specifically my grandparents, and the love that they have for each other and the love that they have spread onto our family. The term Les Immortels de l'Amour was inspired by my grandma. She did a beautiful speech for my grandpa at his 80th birthday a few years ago, and she said this sentence, like, let us be she said, let us be the immortals of love and of family. You'll hear it in the song. She plays it at the, I'll play it at the beginning of the song, and that really stuck with me, and I had this idea ever since then. I was like, I'm gonna write a song about that. And I rewrote this song like 10 times over the last 3 years because I just like didn't like it. It was bad. And also, like, I'm not, even though French is my mother tongue, I am much more comfortable being creative in English. So, like, writing lyrics in French was not my strong suit, but I tried my best and just wanted to pay homage to, like, my grandparents' incredible love and how lucky I am to have such a big and beautiful family. And I wanted also my family to get involved. So in this song, my little sister helped me with it, and she also sings it. So she's the one singing at the beginning.
Yay.
And then you'll hear tracks from my family just saying nice things to my grandparents.
And the title of the song is?
Les Immortels de l'Amour.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
You can find that also on all streaming platforms. We're going to give it a listen and also listen to some other singer-songwriter and indie alternative pop music. It's going to be really fun. It's really cool. So stick around for more sounds, and then we're going to talk more about Apolline and her music and life with art and creativity. So definitely stick around to hear all about it. For now, here is... Can you say it again?
Les Immortels de l'Amour.
It's so pretty when you say it. Thank you so much. So here is Apolline's newest single. We'll give it a listen and then we'll come right back. So definitely stick around. Here it is.
Pour la vie, c'est facile de se retrouver dans la rapidité de la vie. On oublie ce qu'il y a devant nous, que toute chose a une fin. Les petits ne sont plus des.
Avec toi. amis. Merci pour tous vos moments ensemble. Je vous adore, je vous aime fort.
Papa et maman, je vous aime de tout mon cœur.
Vous êtes un couple en or et je vous adore.
Papa, maman, je vous aime.
Bonjour, Mimi et Papi. Merci pour tout ce que vous faites.
C'est toujours une joie de venir à Deuxbourg.
J'adore passer des moments avec vous.
Mimi.
Longue vie à vous deux.
Papi, Mimi, allez, you.
Bonjour, Mimi, Papi.
Je vous aime.
Papi.
Coucou, Papi, Mimi. Je vous aime très fort. Gros bisous.
Merci, Papi et Mimi, de toujours nous accueillir chez vous.
Mimi et Papi, je voulais juste vous dire que je vous aime fort. Et surtout, je veux vous dire merci.
Merci, Papi et Mimi, d'être toujours là pour moi. Gros bisous.
Maman, Papa, je vous aime tellement.
Merci, Papa et Maman, pour votre amour et votre tendresse.
Papi et Mimi, on vous aime.
Votre histoire d'amour m'inspire chaque jour.
So fun, so cool. That was just Easy Time to Be Alive by Night Tapes, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm joined here today with Apolline Deschatzin.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Apolline. We were just listening to Apolline's most recent single that she just came out with. The title is...
Les Immortels de l'Amour.
Yay! And it's so cool and it's so fun that you created this sort of track with your family. Can you talk about the experience of like making art with your family or working with your family at all? Was that fun or interesting? Or
yeah, I mean, I think so. The actual writing process was mainly me and my sister, and I had written the lead sheet out, so meaning like just chords, because I'm not a good pianist, but I can play like basic piano. And so I wrote the song on piano and then sent it to my friend Emiko. She was the one who did Saltwater, who we listened to earlier, and she wrote a beautiful accompaniment for it. And then once all of that was set, I was ready to like tell my family, my extended family, and was like, hey everyone, I'm doing this project. I have this song written that I really want to like dedicate to our grandparents, and I would love it if you guys send me like a 5 to 10 second audio recording of you just saying a nice message to the family, or to our grandparents. We call them Mimi and Pepi. And yeah, a lot of people were willing to, and I think it added a really nice personal touch mm-hmm. to the song. I know I knew I wanted like this big dramatic piano solo with like a chorus of voices over top. I didn't exactly know how I wanted it to turn out. But I'm happy with the way it ended up. Sometimes in the creative process, you know exactly what you want, and so you can envision it. And other times, it's like a vague idea, and then it turns out completely different. And you're like, yeah, this works too. That was kind of what happened there. And yeah, and doing this with my sister was really fun because we always sing together, but more so covers. So this was fun to have a song that we worked on together.
That's so sweet, and that's so nice, and it's so cool that you get to collaborate and kind of share that art form with multiple people in your family and sort of have this sort of piece to commemorate that and connect you all, and especially creating it with your sister. That's really fun and so amazing and so cool. And Aveline is a Vancouver-based artist. She's a musician, and she's come out with these beautiful singles, and just all around is amazing at coming out with music, and it's really amazing. And I just want to ask, like, do you ever feel like, is it scary to release artwork and music and sound to the public? Like, to you, like, how do you overcome any sort of fear or like doubts you have? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I don't think the fear or the doubts go away. Mm-hmm. I think they're very much there, especially when it comes to things that are creative. It's because it's so personal that it's like, if people don't like it, then it feels like you don't like a part of me. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, no matter what you do in life, people are gonna have opinions about it, so you kind of just have to decide that you're not gonna listen to that or just not care. Also, like, I'm gonna say this all with the caveat of like, I have 15 monthly listeners, you know, so it's not like I'm really in the limelight or dealing with this. I'm really not. It's just, I think it's more like scary to like show it actually to like my friends and family, mm-hmm. because I'm like, I want them to like it. If they don't like it, then that's so embarrassing. But like, if a stranger doesn't like it, I'm like, well, I don't care. I don't know you. You know?
No, so true. It's so cool that you are able to have like music out and create artwork. And I just think that's so special and so amazing. So if you have any like tips or tricks to like tell other people like how they can start creating art or like sharing their art with even just their friends and family, and like, that would be like really cool to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I think I said this the last time I was on, but I said that I became a songwriter out of survival. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up a singer, like, in doing musical theater and dance or whatever, but I became a songwriter out of survival. I had so many confusing emotions growing up, a young, emotional teenage girl, and, you know, that hasn't changed, to be honest. I'm an adult now, but I don't know if you know, but the state of the world is in shambles, and I study international relations. Obviously, I'm not going to get into all of this, but it honestly was just like, I need to have this creative outlet to stay sane, and mm-hmm. so writing songs, obviously, I only have 3 songs out right now, but also just all the songs that I have buried in my stack of journals is how I've been able to stay sane throughout the ups and downs of life, and also just navigating the complexities of this world that we live in. And so the biggest tip I would give to people that are unsure is just the fact that, like, okay, you have to want to accept that you're never going to be the best. There are so many artists out there, and there's so many, like, we are constantly exposed to extremely talented people online, like in TikTok and Instagram. Like, people are so talented, okay? And so, like, that can make us feel like, oh, well, if there's all these other amazing people, like, why would I even try? But it's like, who cares? No one's asking you to be the best. All you have to do is be yourself. And so I feel like I had to abandon that side mm-hmm. of me of, like, that was kind of competitive of, like, oh, I want to be the best. I want to prove myself. It's like, I don't actually care. Like, I just, I'm doing this because it's for me, and I'm expressing myself. And second, also, of, like, the idea that nothing will happen unless you make it happen. like, you can't, I used to kind of just wait around and be like, oh, I was waiting for the right time. Like, I'm going to find a good producer and they're going to help me, or I'm going to find a person that's going to help me. It's like, no, you can't sit there and wait for other people to help you. You at some point have to take that leap of faith where you're not going to know what the heck you're doing, and you're going to learn as you go, and it's going to be really humbling. You're going to do what I did. You're going to walk over to Long & McQuaid and rent out a really nice, expensive mic, bury yourself in your basement for a week and try to record something. You're going to do with 400, 500 takes of a guitar track, and you're probably still not going to get it after 400 takes if you're like me and not that good of an instrumentalist. But eventually, you will get it, and then you'll record vocals, and then maybe you'll have this demo, and you'll be able to send it to people that maybe have a little bit more experience, and you'll get some advice, and then you'll learn more, and then you'll probably start the whole process all over again. But eventually, hundreds of hours later, you're going to have something that, sure, it might not be perfect, but you're going to be happy with it. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters. And I think it's just important to step out of that box that you put yourself in of, like, waiting for the right time or something. Like, you have everything you need to do it yourself right now. You just have
to. Totally. You're so right, Apolline. Thank you so much for sharing. It's so important to remember that art is fun and it's cool. Exactly. And you just need to put yourself out there and just be silly. Like, it's not that serious and it's not that deep and it's fun and it's cool, right?
Literally, it's not that deep, it's not that serious. Like, life is what you make of it, and if you want to put music out, then you got to do that for yourself.
Yay! Oh my goodness. Okay, thank you so much for sharing. We are running out of time.
Yes, not really.
But thank you so much for coming by. We're going to listen to more of Apolline's music. We're going to listen to her first single that she ever made. It's called Coup de Food. Did I say
Coup
that?
De Food, yeah.
Yes.
Another French title. I'm sorry, I'm really giving everyone a hard time with, like, these super long song titles that no one can say.
Thank you for sharing and coming here and talking. And I think your French titles are awesome. It's just hard for me to say, but you know what? If it's a part of you, then that's amazing. And then I'm happy that you got to share it.
Thank you.
And make it a part of the music and art that you make. So we're going to listen to her first single, and then we're going to play some other really fun sounds. But before I go, thank you so much, Apolline, for coming on. And thank you so much for creating this amazing artwork that we all get to listen to and share, and just being really, like, amazing Canadian female artist that people can look up to and feel inspired by and just rejoice in sound and music together. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Katie, for letting me speak today and for honoring artwork. And also, I will specify, because I want to make sure, because my parents would be upset if I didn't. I'm French speaking, but I'm Belgian Canadian.
Belgian Canadian. Yes. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm just saying this because, But anyway, thank you so much.
Belgian,
you can find me
Canadian
on all streaming platforms. So thank you so much for listening.
Amazing. And Apolline is so amazing. You can find her music on all streaming platforms. Apolline Deschatzin. You can also find her on Instagram.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We've got other amazing programs you can check in and listen to on cjsf.ca. Continue listening. We've got some amazing programs coming up next and in the next few hours. It's so amazing, so cool. So definitely stick around to hear more amazing sounds and other music and tracks that you might like listening to. We're going to listen to Apolline's first ever single released. It's really fun, and thank you again, Apolline, for coming on, and I hope everyone has such an amazing, gorgeous day. Thank you for listening. This has been Raccoon City Tuesday's 12th one. Here is Coup de Food by Apolline Deschatzin. Enjoy. You fall.
contact, but I can't stop staring at those. Cause I hate attention, but God make me the center of your gravity. I hate eye contact, but I can't stop staring at those.
For listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week.